time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for partly sunny skies with a high of 90. Tonight, clear with a low of 70. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The Edwards County Sportsmen's Club will have a breakfast shoot tomorrow morning. Breakfast will begin at 7 and shooting will begin at 9 with jackpot, trap, and skeet events. Winners will be determined by random draw. At 11, there will be a 50-bird derby with one round from 16 yards, then one round from 16-yard score plus 2 yards. The club is located approximately 1 mile north of Albion on Route 130. Anyone seeking more information about the breakfast shoot can call David at 838-0577 or Mike at 445-7661. More news next.
At Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics, your family's care team is close to home. New family nurse practitioner Danielle Baker will provide the knowledge and attention to guarantee you get the care you need when and where you need it. From routine care to acute needs, Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics have you covered. Plus, same-day appointments are available and a Carmi walk-in clinic on Saturday for those unexpected illnesses. With 7 providers and 9 specialty care clinics, maybe it's time to take another look at Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics in Carmi and McLeansboro.
Little Giant Grocery Outlet has your summer savings in stock and priced right. From boneless pork chops only $1.59 a pound to fresh fryer breasts just $1.49 a pound. Plus, stock up on deluxe mac and cheese, 8-ounce boxes now just 69 cents each. Chill out with Prairie Farm sour cream or dips, 16-ounce cartons now just $1.69. And get all flavors 24-pack can cases of Pepsi products, yours for just $6.99. Your dollar buys more when the Giant stands high in the sky. Little Giant Grocery in Carmi.
Fairfield is turning 200. Let's celebrate the bicentennial with the Founders Festival on Saturday, June 29th in downtown Fairfield. An open market with downtown business and vendors will kick off the day at 8 a.m. Walking tours, activities, and games for kids at 10 o'clock. Opening ceremony at 12:30, followed by live entertainment from the City Band, Mountain King, Leg Up, Cassie Andrews, and the Calico Creek. Join us Saturday, June 29th on Main Street in Fairfield for Founders Festival.
In other news, 2 people were sentenced to prison yesterday by Judge Michael Molt in Wayne County Circuit Court. 39-year-old Fairfield resident Terry A. Owen II was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison plus 1 year of mandatory supervision upon his release, or MSR. He had pleaded guilty to a count of possession of less than 5 grams of meth in May. 2 other counts against Owen were dismissed, and he was credited with 25 days served in jail. He was also ordered to pay fines and court costs. 43-year-old Reggie L. Shemwell was sentenced to 3 years in prison plus 1 year of MSR. He had pleaded guilty in November to a count of possession of less than 5 grams of meth. Shemwell was credited with 123 days served in jail, and a separate count against him was dismissed. He was also ordered to pay $258 in fines and court costs. 3 people were booked in the Wayne County Jail yesterday. 31-year-old Fairfield resident Amanda R. Moore was arrested yesterday morning by Wayne County deputies on a charge of theft of labor or services or use of property. Moore was lodged in jail pending the posting of $170 bond. 31-year-old Sisney resident Nathan S. Foley was transported to the jail yesterday afternoon after being arrested in Clay County. He was wanted on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of driving with a suspended or revoked license. Foley was lodged in the jail pending the posting of $295 bond. 22-year-old Louisville, Kentucky resident Tierra M. Hamblin was arrested by Illinois State Police on a charge of driving under the influence of alcohol. She also was lodged in the jail, pending the posting of $320 bond. Wayne County Crime Stoppers is paying $200 for the arrest of Brian S. Medler. Medler was arrested by Fairfield police earlier this week after a tip from Crime Stoppers. He was wanted on a Wayne County petition to revoke probation and failure to appear warrant on a charge of battery. Illinois State Police District 19 Interim Commander Lieutenant Lance Hinkle has announced the results of an occupant restraint enforcement patrol held in Wabash and Edwards counties earlier this month. The patrols provided extra coverage for the ISP so troopers could focus on saving lives by making sure all vehicle occupants were buckled up. Troopers reported 20 total citations, including 17 for safety belt violations. They also recorded 10 total written warnings during the patrol. State police say most motorists know that safety belts save lives, but some ignore their safety and that of their families by neglecting to use the devices. These patrols reinforce the occupant protection message by focusing on those who ignore the law. The project was funded through the Illinois Department of Transportation. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources is continuing its efforts to find vendors interested in reopening facilities at the Fitzgerald State Recreation Area near Rend Lake. Reports indicate the IDNR is upping its effort to reopen the facilities with up to $1.5 million in financial incentives to help with renovations. The department is also accepting bids from people interested in operating smaller sections of the Rend Lake complex. In 2016, Illinois ended a lease agreement with Rend Lake Resort Incorporated because of delinquent rent, utility, and tax payments. When the state shut down the facilities, officials found mold, peeling paint, and other health and safety concerns. Since that time, the state has reportedly remediated mold in all areas of the resort. The Fairfield Founders Festival is scheduled for tomorrow. The bicentennial celebration will begin at 8 a.m. with various vendors, and a walking tour will kick off scheduled activities at 10 o'clock. Stage ceremonies will begin at 12:30 sharp with an address from Mayor Brent McGuire. David Horrell will explain his mural at Freedom Park, and Mike Dreith will interview Ruthie Shelton at approximately 1:30. At 2 o'clock, onstage entertainment will begin, and why Fairfield President Lou Carl has a rundown of the scheduled acts.
We'll start with Leg Up Production, and they will be doing a dance performance. And then after that, starting at 4 o'clock, will be our music. Kevin Biggs will play at 4. Aunt Jane's Pickle, that's Chris Connard's band, AJP, will play at 5. And then at 6 o'clock, we'll be taking a break from the stage, and we'll be moving to the courthouse lawn where the city band will be playing. And they will be doing a patriotic theme play for that. And then at 7 o'clock, we'll move back to the stage, which Mountain King will be playing at 7. And then at 8 o'clock, Cassie Andrews and the Calico Creek Band, they will be their bluegrass band. They'll be playing from 8 to 10, and that will be our entertainment for the day.
Harrell said he learned a lot about the city in the process of planning the events, and he's looking forward to viewing artwork from area students.
Said, I've learned a lot through this process and just some neat historical stories that I hadn't heard before that I've heard. I'm interested in seeing that. I always enjoy listening to live music and listen to people perform, so that will be a huge I will enjoy that greatly. And then I'm interested to see all of the art entries that will be hung up in the downtown businesses. I haven't really mentioned that. We earlier this year, we partnered with Frontier Community College to put out an art contest for students. They had two opportunities. One was to submit an original art piece that was Fairfield's history to them, or to color a coloring sheet. And what that was we took a 1950s photograph of a parade in Fairfield, and my brother drew it, and then we digitized that and sent it out to let kids color that. And all together we had 250 entries. And those will be hung up in downtown business windows, so you'll be able to see kids' art throughout the downtown community, and I'm super excited to see all of those.
Awards for the art contest are expected to be given out on stage after Mayor McGuire's opening address. According to a Facebook post, the Career Development Center has been informed of the declining recycling market from its end market for recyclable materials. The Post said, over the past 18 months, the CDC has seen declining markets for paper, cardboard, plastic, and metals. The CDC said prices for most commodities have declined to points it has not seen in over a decade, and officials believe the downward trend is expected to continue for the next few months. As such, the Career Development Center / Wayne County Recycling is asking for support in its Green Patron Recycling Support Group. Levels of support include a silver patron at $100, a gold patron at $250, a platinum patron at $500, or a double platinum patron at $1,000. People may also call 842-2691, extension 102, for more details. State Senator Dale Ryder announced late last month that he would not seek re-election to the 55th district seat that he's held since 2003. Appearing today on the Community Connection program, Ryder said he needs to make a difference, and he didn't feel the state capitol was the place where he could do that any longer. He also said people will likely push back against the state in a big way in the future.
I'll tell you what, I believe that if Springfield continues on the path that it's going, we will ultimately see a pushback like we have not seen before in the state. The people who can move out of Illinois, they have the means to do so, the opportunity to do so, they'll do it. There's no question over time. So you combine that with the fact that less and less investment from outside of Illinois will be coming in. I'll give you a perfect example. The bill that would have imposed prevailing wage requirements on refineries in Illinois. Mm-hmm. There's a refinery in Robinson. When Marathon, the national company that owns that refinery, is looking at where they're going to expand their refining operations, they're going to make an estimate of the cost of doing so, and Illinois' costs are going to be higher as a result of that, and so that's less dollars coming into Illinois, and that's where that pushback is going to come from, and it will most certainly be at the ballot box, and I hope it's limited to the ballot box.
Looking back on his career as a lawmaker, Ryder said he was proud to serve his constituents, which is a part of the job that he feels deserves more attention.
I'm proud of the things that I stood for in my career, but mostly my moments are here in the district. Every day, every single day, whether by phone or email or personal visit or call, we have people come in who need our help in one way or another. They need help navigating the bureaucratic jungle that is state government. And that's why we're here. That's why we have an office in Mattoon that's fully staffed. That's why we have an all-in-the office. That's why we do visiting office hours right there in Fairfield like we've done for 2 years. That's why we do them also in Lawrenceville, is to give constituents access to help them with their problems.
Ryder said in May that he intends to serve out the remainder of his term, which will expire in January of 2021. Payment on Wayne County mobile home tax bills is due Monday. Those who do not pay by the deadline will be subject to a $25 monthly penalty, with the first applied on Tuesday. Wayne County Treasurer Donna Masterson says the total amount extended this year is $112,512.30. As of yesterday morning, her office reported roughly 56% had been collected. Payments may be made in person or by mail. People may also leave payments in the drop box on the west side of the Wayne County Courthouse. Anyone with questions regarding the mobile home tax bills can call Masterson's office at 842-5087. Office hours are 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. On Monday, it will cost 19 cents more per gallon to purchase gasoline in Illinois. The state's General Assembly passed the gas tax hike this year, and one group is mounting a boycott to try to send a message to lawmakers that they feel, quote, enough is enough. The Illinois Gasoline Party, in a news release, stated that a repeat of the Boston Tea Party is in order. Since they can't throw gasoline into the proverbial harbor, though, group member Lori Fuller says they opted for a boycott to send a message to legislators.
We understand that it is a monumental task But we have to try. We've been taxed too much. It's a very ill-conceived tax because it's going to cause so much damage to the communities that are dependent upon the gasoline and the convenience stores and the restaurants that survive because of the traffic that comes in due to the gasoline.
Group members are inviting all state residents to join them in the boycott July 1st through the 6th. The Illinois Fire Marshal's Office is reminding the public about state fireworks laws and safety. Kim Howard has the story.
Hundreds of people across the country head to the emergency room each year around the 4th of July because of fireworks injuries. One favorite, sparklers, can be especially dangerous, says Fire Marshal spokesperson J.C. Foltz.
Sparklers can burn up to a temperature of 1,200 degrees Fahrenheit. To put that into perspective, glass melts at 900 degrees, while wood burns at over 575 degrees. So those are hot enough to cause third-degree burns. If you are going to be using sparklers, please, please, please use extreme caution.
As far as what's legal, sparklers and other novelty items are allowed in Illinois. Big fireworks like cakes and shells are legal if you have the proper permit. Things like bottle rockets, handheld fireworks, and Roman candles are prohibited. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
More than 49,000 employees of the Illinois Department of Human Services who provide home health care will get long overdue back pay today. Illinois Comptroller Susanna Mendoza said earlier this week that her office will release the $30.7 million in back wages to the Department of Human Services to be issued today. SEIU Healthcare Illinois and Governor J.B. Pritzker announced that they had reached a deal on the back pay and rate increases in March. About 28,000 personal assistants in the agency's home care program were scheduled to receive a 48-cent raise in August 2017. Last year's state budget included a 4.26% rate increase for 14,000 workers in the child care program. Neither had been paid by the prior administration. Authorities said those increases were to take effect April 1st. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Hello, this is John Hosselton at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research has shown that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John or Julie at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
Today's WFIW Business of the Day is Gatsby Gaming, Wayne County.
Gatsby's Gaming invites you to our Wayne County location. Gatsby's Gaming has our video gaming machines live, and we are now open 7 days a week. We are excited to provide an incredible gaming lineup with the newest video slot games available. Gatsby's Gaming has 5 new video gaming terminals with a vast variety of games. We supply free chips and soda to gamers while playing. Must be 21 to enter. Gatsby's Gaming, Wayne County, 1476 Illinois Highway 15, Fairfield.
Now open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday and 1 p.m. on Sundays.
The Victorian on Main will have a grand opening Saturday, June 29th at 1:30 p.m. This boutique inn, located in Fairfield, offers the personal service of a bed and breakfast with the modern amenities of a boutique hotel. They are currently accepting reservations for booking starting in July. The 7 charming guest rooms are decorated with a perfect mix in antique and modern furniture. Find them online at thevictorianonmaininn.com or call 919-0208.
Hi, I'm Kathy York of The Willow Tree, located at 106 East Main Street in downtown Fairfield. We feature a new line of dinnerware available in traditional and modern colors made by Split Pea, a park designs company. Stop by and browse our garden decor, lanterns and summer home decor, and inspirational gift items. Ladies, are you getting married? Sign up for our popular bridal registry. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9:30 till 5, with extended hours till 7 on Thursdays throughout the month of June. See you at The Willow Tree in Fairfield.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 86. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,608, up 82. The NASDAQ is at 8,007, up 39. August crude oil is at $59.31. That is down 12 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 77-year-old Albion resident Sue Ann Newport died at her home on Wednesday. She owned and operated Sue's Sewing Center and Baby World in Albion for 16 years. Sue Ann Newport is survived by her husband, Paul, daughter Paula Thompson of Ellery, two grandsons, one great-grandchild, two step-great-grandchildren, three sisters, Roberta Matthews of Fairfield, Judy Loudermilk of West Salem, and Darla York of Mount Carmel, and four brothers, Donnie Knockmoose of West Salem, Arthur Knockmoose of West Salem, Dale Knockmoose Jr. of Albion, and Jack Knockmoose Sr. of West Salem. Graveside services for Sue Ann Newport will be held at the West Village Cemetery, northwest of Albion, at 2 o'clock p.m. on Sunday. Friends and family are asked to go directly to the cemetery. There will be no visitation. Memorials can be made to the West Village Church for their cemetery upkeep or to Samaria Missionary Baptist Church. They will be accepted at the graveside service or at Nails Funeral Home of Albion, which is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
On Saturday, June 29th, Homestead Vineyards in West Salem invite you to their annual Freedom Celebration. Live entertainment from the Lynch Brothers Band from 1:30 to 4:30. The Smoke Rings from 4:30 to 8:30. Plan on staying for a great view of the West Salem fireworks. Concessions will be available from Beer Bones Barbecue. Homestead Vineyards Freedom Celebration, Saturday, June 29th from noon until after the fireworks. Turn south on Broadway and drive till you see the grapes.
Nicotine is addictive, and when you try to quit, your brain tells you it needs more. It takes the average person 5 to 7 tries to quit smoking. The Illinois Tobacco Quit Line offers tools and counseling so you don't have to quit alone. Call 1-866-QUIT-YES for a free quit plan, cravings support, and follow-up. We've helped thousands of people quit smoking. We can help you, too. Call 1-866-QUIT-YES. Online at quityes.org, Facebook, and Twitter. Brought to you by the Illinois Department of Public Health and the American Lung Association in Illinois.
There's no glory in getting beat upon the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Ag Tire and Automotive in Florida today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today. Partly sunny skies at a high of 90, clear skies tonight and a low of 70, and then tomorrow mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high will be around 92. The outlook for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, sunny skies on Sunday. Sunday's high will be around 92 with a low of 70. Partly sunny skies on Monday. Monday's high will be around 92 with a low of 70. And then partly cloudy on Tuesday. Tuesday's high will be around 92 with a low of 70.